弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers, sisters.
转眼之间六年没有来墨尔本。
The time flies, and all of a sudden, I haven't been back to Melbourne for 6 years.
所以当我年初的时候在安排来墨尔本、来澳洲这一趟行程的时候。
So in the beginning of this year, when I was organizing how to come to Melbourne,
我跟于师母心里面都有一个很大的兴奋，又能够来。见到弟兄姊妹，尤其能够再见到刘老牧师跟刘师母。
And both my wife and I are very excited to come to see all the brothers and sisters in Melbourne, especially for Pastor Lou and Mrs. Lou.
那是听说他们还在中国，但是已经讲好了，这次来一定会能够见面。
And when I organized that, I heard about that they were in Shanghai. So we thought we can meet this time.
所以当上月初听到刘老牧师安息在主怀里的时候，心里面非常非常的惊讶跟舍不得。
And when in March, when I first heard about Pastor Lou has passed away, I feel very pitiful and also very sad.
我想从刘老牧师的身上，所有认识他的人都知道他是一个敬畏神的人。
And we know that whoever knows Pastor Lou, he is a godly man.
圣经熟的人很多，但是圣经能够那么深入、那么透彻的，能够把神永远的旨意带出来的人不多。
There are many people are familiar with the Bible, but who can study the Bible thoroughly and also bring out the God's will is not many people can present that.
虽然有几次刘牧师、刘师母到美国，我们教会里面来帮助我们。
Even though there were a few times, Pastor Lou and Mrs. Lou they came to our church to try to help us.
但是我们远比不上在座的弟兄姊妹这么有福，常常在他面前受教。
We are not as blessed as all of you. You can constantly listen to Pastor Lou's sermon.
我常常跟同工们讲，我说一个领袖决定了我们成长的高度。
And I often tell my co-workers, a leader will decide how we can grow.
而同伴决定了我们成长的速度。
And a co-worker will decide the speed how we can grow.
我想在施恩堂神给你们 set 的 standard 很 high 啊。刘牧师留下来的产业、他的启示、他的教导其实都是很高的。
And in our church, God has set up high standard for you, all of you, because Pastor Lou does present a high standard.
这是很多的教会没有的，羡慕的。
And there's many churches that don't have it and they admire it.
但是同样的也给弟兄姊妹留下了很大的挑战。
But also it has left a legacy and challenge for all of you.
到底我们能不能活出我们所听见的、所领受的？
Whether we can act out what we have received.
刘牧师最后的信息特别谈到，不光要听到，要行道。
The last sermon Pastor Lou has presented is you not only listen to God's word, you need to act out.
而且不光是外面的行道，而是把道能够活出来，成为道成肉身的见证人。
You need to be the witness as the word become flesh and to act out.God's words.
所以我真的希望同工们在父老们在领袖们的带领底下我们一起追求好好长进啊。
I sincerely hope all the co-workers, brothers, sisters, everyone under God's guidance, we can grow together.
原谅我说今天要讲这篇信息是我三天前才决定的。
And forgive me, I have decided today's sermon about 3 days ago.
因为我来到这里听到刘师母听到姊妹们告诉我刘牧师在这里带着年轻的孩子们背圣经，整个教会读经背经的风气。
And because I heard about Mrs. Liu share with me how the young children in this church try to recite the Bible.
而且我知道今天是 combined meeting， 有一些年轻的孩子们也来了，我非常非常的高兴。
And today is a combined meeting, both English and Chinese, and all the young people are here.
虽然我好像没有看到太多，但是我很高兴你们来啊。
And I don't see a multitude of you, but I'm so happy you are here.
所以我今天特别挑了一个人物。
Today I especially choose a character.
是老少咸宜。
And he is favorite by both young and old.
我们在座有没有任何人小于八岁的，请举手。
Is anyone younger than 8 years old? Could you raise your hand?
好，感谢主一个啊。
One.
没有关系啊。今天讲的主角约西亚，从八岁开始，这个人就是一个敬畏神、爱神的人。
Today we're talking about this king, Joshua, since he was 8 years old, he really feared God.
他的这一生只活了39岁。
And he only lived up to 39 years old.
但是他对以色列的影响, 他对神儿女们的影响其实是非常长远的。
But he has a great impact, influence on Israel people and for all the believers.
他的出生其实是非常悲惨。
And he has a sad life and especially a difficult upbringing.
虽然他是王室的后裔, 生来为王的,
and even though he's a descendant of the royal family,
但是他的家庭是非常让人羞耻的一个家庭。
But he was born in a shameful family.
他的祖父是马拉西王, 我们知道是以色列中最坏的一个王。
And his grandfather is the worst king of Israel.
做王55年, 把整个国家搞得乱七八糟, 全地都来拜偶像。
He was at his throne for 55 years and made the whole nations worship idols.
大大的得罪神。
And really offended God.
而他的父亲做王才做了两年, 就被别人杀掉了。And
his father has was on throne for 2 years but get murdered by someone.
所以一个小小的8岁的孩子, 他继承了这么多黑暗的历史, 一些不光荣的背景。
So as a child, 8 years old, he inherited such a dark past and all these not glorious past.
更不要说他心里面的伤痛和震撼。
You can feel his pain, his hurt in his heart.
他的爸爸在他八岁的时候被别人给暗杀，给杀了。
So his father was get murdered when he was 2 years old.
八岁他被摆在王位上。
So as an 8 years old boy, he has been put to the throne.
整个国家的重任在他的身上。
And all the whole nation's responsibility was carried on his shoulder.
而从属灵的角度来说，他所面临的是一个全
So what he was facing at that time is a whole darkness, the era of darkness, a fallen family.
我相信今天在座我们每一个人，不管你从家庭、从个人，甚至从教会的角度来说，我们的遭遇都跟约西亚是不能比的。
So doesn't matter from the perspective of your family, your church, and your work, and all the society, you cannot compare with King Joshua.
但是我们从圣经里面记载他的故事里面，我们看见这个人，这个孩子怎样被神得着。
And but from the Bible story, you can see how God has won him back.
他没有颓丧，没有埋怨，没有灰心，没有自暴自弃。
He was not depressed. He's not lose hope. He's still try to stay positive.
靠着神的恩典勇敢地站起来。
And by God's grace, he stand up bravely.
不仅仅不同流合污，不随着整个国家。 一起来堕落。
He's not following the current trend and try to be fallen with the nation.
他在这里力挽狂浪, 他成为黑暗中的一盏明灯。
He was standing up against the current, standing up for himself and for God.
所以今天有年轻的孩子在这里, 我特别鼓励你们, 不要小看自己年轻。
So if there are young children, young people here, please do not look down on yourself because you are young.
我们也为着已经进入中青, 在神家里面扛责任的弟兄姊妹, 我们也特别鼓励你们, 不要因为难处大而灰心丧志。
And also want to encourage who reach the middle age and because of a certain difficulty, you lose your hope.
神 解决问题跟人解决问题是完全不同的方法。
The way how God solved the problem is different than man.
人是去找方法, 找最好的方法来解决问题。
Men tend to find the strategy, the best way to solve the problem.
找方法来克服困难。
Try to find a way to solve their difficulties.
找方法来达到目的, 得到好处。
And try to find a way to achieve what will they want.
但是神不是这样子。
But God is different.
神是找人。
God is trying to look for men.
人找方法, 神找人。
And people try to find the strategy, but people try, God try to find men.
当神得到了一个对的人的时候,
so when God can get the right person to do the right thing,
神可以透过这个人, 神来做他自己要做的工作。
So through this right person, God can complete the work he wants to be done.
神借着这个器皿, 神来扭转整个局面。
So through this instrument he wants to use, God can turn everything around.
所以我今天列的经文只是给大家回家参考的。
And today the Bible verses I have listed down is as a reference for all of you.
我不见得都讲，我讲的顺序也不见得都一样，我甚至脱稿。
Maybe I won't follow my order. Maybe I'm not mentioning everything, but please read at home.
但是我就是有一个负担，想跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们要为主刚强站起来。
But I have a responsibility to tell you, be strong, standing up for God.
我想没有一个世代像今天我们所处的世代堕落的这么深。
It's no any other age is as a fallen age as our age.
而且是堕落的这么快。
And they have been fallen so rapidly.
虽然整个人类的堕落是一直往下走，一直往下走。
In the human being's history, we are fallen, you know, gradually.
但是在过去的三十年、五十年，人类好像堕落到啪一下子下来了。
So in the past 30, 50 years, we suddenly drop.
不要讲同性恋、婚前同居这种 sex 方面的混乱。
And don't talk about the great mess about the sex and the same-sex marriage and the gay, lesbian and all these problems.
真像保罗说的，在末后的日子、末后的世代有危险的日子临到。那时人必专顾自己的事情。
So just like Apostle Paul says, at the end of the age, people are extremely self-centered, selfish.
保罗列了十几个在末后世代各种的罪。
And Paul has listed all the sins towards the end of the age.
排行榜第一名的就是个人专顾自己的事情。
And the first thing is selfishness.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个时代所谓的后现代的思维。和生活的方式就是自我中心。
And this era, what we have fallen into is self-centered.
为什么同性恋会这样子的这个快速的蔓延？就是大家都觉得 I want to be myself.
The gay, lesbian, why it become the fashion and spread out is because people want to be themselves.
不管我是谁，你们得接纳我，你们得爱我。
Doesn't matter how I behave, who I am, you need to accept me.
每一个人都在那里寻找自己的 self-identity.
So everyone tried to search for their own self-identity.
那弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，基督呼召我们是要 deny ourselves.
But in front of God, God asks us to deny ourselves.
不管你是谁，你要把自己放下来。
And doesn't matter who you are, you need to put down yourself.
而今天这个时代就是不管你是谁，要把你自己抬高起来，让人家接受你，让人家了解你。
Somehow in this world, it play oppositely. Who doesn't matter who you are, you won't.People to praise you to lift you up.
所以不要说家庭的问题层出不穷，社会的问题层出不穷。
So therefore, we have many, many problems with the family within our society.
教会的问题也层出不穷。
And even in our church.
每一个人都觉得我的恩赐要被别人接纳，我的看法要被别人尊重。
So everyone think my opinion need to be well accepted by people, and my gift need to be shown in front of everyone.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个黑暗的时代，这是一个混乱的时代。
This is the age of darkness, and is a age of all the great mess.
约西亚所处的时代就是一个混乱，就是一个黑暗。个人拜自己的偶像的时代。
And just like King Joshua, that era is in a great mess. Everyone worship their own idol.
可能你们说我没有偶像啊，我家里面没有偶像啊。
You might say to me, I don't have any idol at home.
弟兄姊妹，看不见的偶像到处都是。
But invisible idol, they are everywhere.
马门是偶像，我是偶像，我的成功是偶像，我被别人称许是偶像。
The praise from other people, the money, and your success, they are all your idols.
我的孩子读最好的学校也是我的偶像。
And even your children getting to the top school, they are your idols too.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起加油，好，怎样从约西亚的身上，我讲这篇信息。一方面怀念刘老牧师，他实在就是黑夜中的一盏明灯。
And I'm preaching this sermon because in remembers of Pastor Liu, because he is the light in the darkness.
我尤其是为的那一批已经开始加入背圣经、读圣经的年轻的孩子或者父母们。
I especially want to encourage those children and parents who start to recite the Bible.
我们能够不仅回到圣经。
We not only come back to the Bible.
我们能够借着好好读主的话，能够跟这位说话的神中间有更深、更真实的关系。
So we will build up a closer relationship with this true God.
然后让他的话来改变我们。
So may His word to transform you.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And in the beginning there was word. The word was God, and the word God.The word is the God.
何等希望当我们打开圣经读主话语的时候，我们能够遇见那位说话的神。
So when we open our Bible, we can meet this true God.
我们跟这个世代不妥协。
We never negotiate compromise with this world.
主说我对你们说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So whatever I speak to you is the spirit, is the life.
让他的话把我整个人给点燃起来。
So let God's word really set up fire on you.
能够让我活起来。
Let you live it up.
不仅苏醒这个人，而且让愚妄人有智慧。
And not actually wake you up and make the fool has the wisdom.
我们常常有一个很深的感觉，今天各地都有聚会，但是总是缺了一把火。
And we always feel like they are worship everywhere, but it's not burning.
神儿女们好像对主的话缺少那个 passion, 那个热忱，里面没有那把火。
We are short of passion and desire for God's words.
我们祷告。没有火，我们读经没有火，我们讲道没有火。
When we pray, that is not any emotional, you know, lift it up. And when we read the Bible, there's no nothing. When we worship, there's nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要那位说话的神常常对我们说话。
We need God to speak to us all the time.
我对你说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because God says whatever I say to you is the spirit, is the life.
所以当我们在主的话上是正常的时候，每一次读圣经，我们里面应该火热，应该得生命的。
If you're really connected with God, when every time you read God's word, you should be burned as a fire. You should be passionate about God's word.
有很好的灵修生活，每天读经的习惯很好。
If you have a daily devotion time, that's good.
但是如果不能够让我遇见说话的神，就不够好。
If you can't meet the living God, it's not good enough.
我们要向神祷告，把我带到更深、更高的境界。
We need to pray to God to lift us up to the deeper and wider situation, so we can meet God personally.
约西亚八岁做王。
Joshua, he was king when he was 8 years old.
当他到了第八年，十六岁的时候。
So on the eighth year of his reign, when he was 16 years old.
圣经上告诉我们，他尚且年幼，他就寻求他主大卫的神。
He was still young. He began to seek the God of his father David.
而且他是一个专心讨神喜悦的人。
And he tried to please God, very devoted.
圣经上告诉我们，他行耶和华眼中看为。正的事。
He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
效法他主大卫所行的，不偏左右。
And walking the way of his father David, not turning aside to the right, to the left.
请大家特别注意到他行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
Let's pay attention to he was doing the thing in the was right in the eyes of the Lord.
他的标准不是从这个世界来的。
His standard is not from this world.
他的标准不是从人来的。
His standard is not from man.
他所在乎的不是别人给他的掌声或称许或批评。
And what he cares is not the praise from the man or the criticism comments from the man.
他的生活和侍奉不是要讨人的喜欢。
What his life is he served to God is not try to please man.
他才十六岁。
He was 16 years old.
他所在乎的是神所看为正的事。
What he cared is was right in the eyes of the Lord.
他整个心是在乎的 ，live a life approved by God， 就是要讨神喜悦，专心讨神喜悦。
So all his life he tried to please God.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我真的是求神帮助我们哈。
I want to pray for you. Ask God to help us.
要在乎神所交给你的孩子。
And you need to care about your children.
要在乎他们到底得到的是什么。
And you need to care what they actually get.
不要只在乎他们的学业，他们的成绩，他们读什么学校。
And don't pay attention with their academic performance, their school, their results, and everything.
要为神来养育孩子。
You need to nurture your children for God.
而且不要只为自己养育孩子。
It's not only nurturing your own children.
神家任何的年轻人都是我们应该来培养的对象。
And every young person standing in front of you, they are your target.
就算你没有孩子，甚至你没有结婚。
Even you don't have any child, you don't even get married.
或者已经空巢了。
And maybe is your empty nest because everyone left.
我们要看到年轻人，我希望主就把一个负担给我们，要为神家培养下一代。
And when you see a young person, it is your responsibility to nurture them. You need to help God to train the second generation.
把圣经的价值观，把讨神喜悦的心智能够建立在他们里面。
You put the value of the Bible and also all the way how to please God in.
所以我听说你们孩子们连从五六岁就开始背圣经，太好了。
I heard about your children start to recite the Bible since 5 and 6 years old. I praise God, I think this is amazing.
从小把他们放在一个敬虔的环境里面培养起来。
So since they were young, you put them to this reverent environment, try to nurture them.
上个礼拜于师母在我们教会讲到的时候，他讲到 homeschooling, 家庭的教育。
And 2 weeks ago, my wife was preaching in the church and talk about homeschooling.
很多人对在家教育的观念就是我要把我孩子放到温室里面，不要让他被世界沾染。
So many people think homeschooling is like a greenhouse and nurtures your children without touch all the outside world.
因为这个世界太坏了，他的同学坏，学校的教育制度也坏，加州已经根本男生女生厕所不分了。
And the world is corrupt because the classmates corrupt, the situation is corrupt. Even the toilet in California is no longer for male and female. There's no difference.
一面来说，我们的确是有责任要保护他们不被这个世界玷污。
And in one side, we have responsibility not let our children be polluted by this world.
但是其实在家教育，一个正确的在家教育，应该是为神家培养孩子，为了打发他出去。
And a correct family teaching should train them to be independent. They can be sent out.
让他能够去影响这个时代。
They can.Become the great influence for this society, this world.
不是只是叫他被保护到不受世界的影响，而是他去影响世界。
You can't overprotect your children so they don't get any influence from the world, but they need to protect the world.
这是圣经上说的，你们要去，往普天下去，要传福音给万民听。
And that's what the Bible tells us. You need to go to the edge of the world, preach gospel.
而且要使万民做主的门徒。
May everyone become the disciples of God.
而且，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要跳出那种狭窄、自私甚至错误的观念。
We need to get away from our selfishness and the wrong concept of thinking.
你看约西亚。
And let's have a look.Joshua.
他不光面对的是整个国家的堕落。
He's not.Only facing the fault of a whole nation.
那个荒凉，连周围的这些城宰们、百姓们都拜偶像的。
And all the citizens, all the officials, they worship idols.
他也一样面对，他身为一个王，才十几岁，坐在宝座上。你想想看，他如果是一个放纵肉体情欲的，他整个人生可以毁掉的。
If he followed the worldly trend, he let go of his desire, his lust, he can be a fallen king too.
他比一般年轻人更容易犯罪，更方便犯罪。
Because his position, he's easier to commit a sin, he's easier to let go of his lust.
但是神的话成为他的保护。
But God's words become his protection.
神的话给他智慧，给他分辨的能力。
And God's words give him wisdom to identify.What is good, what is evil?
神的话给他胜过世界的力量。
And God's word to give him the strength to overcome this world.
所以他能够16岁就定义讨神的喜悦，行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
So as the age of 16 years old, he set up his mind all his life, he wants to please God.
而当他开始全面带领百姓们来拆除偶像的时候，
When he lead his people to take off all the idols of the whole nation,
他们在圣殿里面发现了一本律法书。
And they found the book of law in the holy temple.
其实你从生命记里面知道，神对君王的要求就是要为自己抄录一份律法书，要常常读，不离神。不离开神的法则。
From the book of Deuteronomy, God asks us to find the Lord of the book and write it down, recite it, so all your life you are not away from God's law.
所以已经有多少的王没有好好做这件事情。
And so many kings, they did not follow.
他们等于在大扫除的时候。
So they tried to clean up the temple, they found out these things.
在圣殿里面找到了一把律法书。
They found out the book of the Lord.
他们拿回来。
They took it back.
念给约西瓦王听。
And the priest read to the king Joshua.
当约西亚听见这些话的时候，他就撕裂衣服，在神面前哭流泪认罪了。
King Joshua, when he heard about the book of the law, he repent, he ripped off his clothes and he felt really, really sad and regret. He has strong reaction to God's word.
对神的话语不仅有反应，有这么强烈的反应。
He's not only reacted to God's word, but strong reaction.
弟兄姊妹，我每次读到这个的时候，我心里就很难过。
Whenever I read this, I feel sad.
我们每一个人平均大概不知道有几本圣经。And
I don't know how many Bibles you have at home.
就算你现在没有圣经，你的圣经在手机里面都有了。
And maybe you don't have a Bible in print, but you will have a Bible in your mobile phone.
今天爱慕主话，常常认真好好读主话的人都很少了。
And there's a very few people really admire God's word and read God's word seriously.
不要说对神的话有反应。
And don't even talk about you have strong reaction to God's words.
弟兄姊妹，约西亚王不是参加培灵会的时候。 流泪悔改认罪
And King Joshua, he's not attending an evangelical meeting, then he repent, he regrets.
他是读摩西五经
He's reading the five books Moses has wrote.
在主面前撕裂衣服，流泪悔改。
So therefore, he ripped off his clothes, he repent, he regrets.
下个礼拜我在雪梨就要讲一套密集课程，叫做《摩西五经概论》。
Next week, I'm going to preach on the five books of Moses in Sinai.
很多人读《摩西五经》读得懵叉叉的。
And many people read the five books of Moses and they're getting really confused.
他们做过统计，神的儿女们旧约读最多的是《创世纪》，新约读最多的是《马太福音》。
They have a record. The most times people read the Old Testament is Genesis, but the most time people read in New Testament is a book of Matthew.
你们都知道为什么，对不对？
Do you know why?
每一年下定读经心愿的时候，就从创世纪再开始。
Because you make your will, you start back to Genesis.
很少很多人出不了埃及就倒闭旷野。
And you're not even up to Exodus, and then you die in the wild.
新约都是马太，后来马可，后来路加，很少人到了罗马的。
And you've been to Matthew, Mark, and you can't reach Rome, so you never touch the book of Romans.
我除了约西亚王以外，我还是很少听到有一个人读摩西五经读到撕裂衣服。
And I never heard about people read the book of Moses and they try to repent and rip off their clothes and because they're sad.
你可以晓得这个年轻人向着神，心是那样子敬畏神，那样子的柔软。
And you know this young king, he feared God, and his heart is so soft to God.
当传道人当了这么多年，我每次想到约书亚，我就觉得惭愧。
And every time I think about King Joshua, I feel sad about myself.
弟兄姊妹，读白纸黑字读道理，我们不会撕裂心肠的。
Because we read something is written, we don't have this strong emotion, we will rip off our clothes and repent.
但是如果我们真的是带着虔诚敬畏的心，带着简单的信心。
If you have a simple faith and reverent heart and you read God's words,
知道这真是神的话,
and you know they are the words from God,
宇宙的主宰, 万有的神,
the creator of the whole universe,
借着,
he is the king of kings.
借着圣经对我们说话,
as through the Bible, he is speaking to you.
我们怎么样能够在打开圣经的时候能够真正遇见那位说话的神?
How can we truly meet God when we open the Bible and start to read?
当我们真遇见他, 我相信流泪, 悔改, 甚至 喜乐得医治，那都是自然的结果。
So when you truly meet God in your life, you will weep and you will feel your body get healed and you're transformed. That's all the natural process.
我想今天这么重视读经的教会已经越来越少了。
And there are fewer and fewer church really pay attention to read the Bible.
我希望你们好好地持守刘老牧师他心中这么重的负担。I
hope you will keep Pastor Liu's legacy, treat Bible importantly, and try to recite the Bible.
好好地读，要读到舍不得不读圣经。And
you need to read to a certain degree, you won't let it go.
你就是忍不住的想读主的话。And
you just can't live without the Bible.
而且记得每一次打开圣经的时候，天好像向我们是敞开的。And
every time you turn over, open your Bible, like God be with you.
每一次打开圣经的时候，我们能够对主说：“主啊，仆人在此静听，请说。”
And every time you open the Bible, you will like Samuel say, Lord, your servant, faithful servant is here, please speak.
让神的话对我们真是灵，真是生命。
And so God's word will become a spirit of life.
它成为我们人生的指南，成为我们人生的智慧，成为我们征战的兵器，成为我们建造的蓝图。弟兄姊妹，我们讲不完的。
And God's word need to be the compass for your life, showing you the direction. Need to be the blueprint for your life construction, for all the direction you need in your life.
我到很多地方去讲道。
I preach in many places.
有一些的地方聚会，觉得好像话语出来，碰到的是铜墙铁壁。
And sometimes I felt I was hitting a hard rock.
讲话出去被弹回来。
And I preach, and the words reflect back to me.
旁边只要有任何一点动静，所有人都转弯去看他。
And if it's any movement, in any corner, everyone will look at that person.
进入安息的也很多。
And many people get into meditation.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现这个教会里面失去了渴慕了。
And you feel this church lose their desire.
有些聚会，你进到里面就是不一样，整个灵是开的。
And some worship you get into, you feel your spirit is active, it's opened.
弟兄姊妹的渴慕那么真实，那么强。
And you can feel the desire is so strong.
我就能够体会斯百克弟兄说，为什么他当来到台湾的时候。
And I can feel what this brother who came, the missionary came to Taiwan, he said.
他说他的信息是被弟兄姊妹的渴慕给吸出来的。
And he said his message was delivered because the desire of brothers and sisters.
他在那里讲道的时候，他觉得弟兄姊妹每一个都像一个深渊一样，在那里渴慕被主的话滋润，被主的话领导。
And everyone is like a great dam and want to observe God's word and have the desire of God's word.
我听说他最后一天早上本来只想十分钟短讲就要走了。
And I heard about the last sermon, he got the time only 10 minutes, then he need to go.
当他一讲起来的时候，他停不下来。
When he speak, he can't stop.
神的儿女们充满了渴慕，他说他自己的话就被吸出来。
And because the brothers and sisters, they have the great desire, therefore as a preacher, God's word start to flow.
弟兄姊妹，如果对一个传道人你都有这么深的渴慕的话，那对说话的主、说话的神、我们的耶稣，当他借着圣经讲话，我们要有更深的渴慕。
And if you have a desire for a good preacher, you can have a deeper desire for Jesus Christ, God's word.
然后约西亚，他不仅仅自己爱神。
And King Joshua not only loved God himself.
他是一个采取行动的人。
He's a man who put everything into action.
他采取具体的行动起来铲除偶像。
And he tried to get rid of all the idols in his nation.
他也不仅仅希望自己敬畏神，他希望全国都敬畏神。
He's not only want he himself to fear God, he want all his people fear God.
所以你发现当他起来采取行动的时候，
So when he stand up, try to put into action,
他不光为了南国、犹大国跟便雅悯支派的偶像他废除。
He's not get rid of the idol.Of Judah and also Benjamin.
他甚至跑到北边已经亡国的以色列国，马拿西支派、以法莲支派、拉弗他利支派，他也进到那边去，把所有的偶像都拆掉。
He been to Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon and Naphtali and try to get rid of all the idols.
今天神家独善其身的人不少，我们要起来。不要扣留主的恩典。
And in God's household, there are many people only care about themselves.
要起来把祝福、把影响、把改变带给周围的人。
But we need to stand up. We need to bring the influence, the impact to people. We need to go out to preach the gospel.
他自己好好爱主就好了。
And some people say, "Well, if I love the Lord, that's it."
但是约西亚不是这样子的人。
But King Joshua is not this kind of king.
他带领整个百姓一起悔改归向神。
Provide opportunity for the whole nation to repent themselves.
今天我们刚才读的主题经文，他站在自己该站的位置上，他带领百姓，他跟神立约。
And he stand as a pillar. He made the covenant to God.
要尽心、尽心、尽意的来侍奉神。
He will do serve God with all his mind, all his heart, all his love.
我想刚刚这一段圣经今天列在的主题经文就是最好的领袖培训。
And these Bible verses, which is written on the bulletin, is the best training for all the church leaders.
它是一个榜样领导的百姓。
So,
一个器皿，一个领袖。
So King Joshua is a role model.
自己先跟神立约。
So he made a covenant with God.
自己先在神的面前立的心志，要尽心尽心的来侍奉神。
He has made a strong will, try to serve God with all his heart, all his mind.
我们教会有一个弟兄有一次出差，谷歌派他到以色列出差。
And there's a brother in my church. He went for a business trip to Israel.
他用这个中间的空档，他去海尔的一个导游啊。
So in the middle of the business trip, he hired a tour guide.
是犹太人带他，而且是犹太的军官啊，退役的军官。
It's a Jewish government army's official retired one.
你知道犹太人他不信耶稣的，但是他们还是很多人是敬畏神的。
You know the Jew, they don't believe in Jesus Christ, but they fear God.
我这个弟兄就问他说你们以色列打了这么多场仗啊。是什么是你们得胜的原因？
And so this brother of my church, he asked him, Israel has joined so many wars. What's the reason for you people to keep getting victory?
当然他们还是会知道是神帮助他们，不然不可能的。
And they, of course they know God helps them, therefore otherwise it's impossible.
但是这个军官讲了一句话，对我们这些弟兄印象很深刻。
But this official has said something, it has a great impact on this brother.
他说我们以色列的军官永远是走在军队的最前面。
He said all the army officials, they always walk in front of the army.
虽然这些优秀的军官在前面，阵亡率大大大于他们在后面。
Maybe they create a higher percentage for them to get killed.
他说我们很多很好的军官，很优秀的军官都阵亡了。
And many outstanding officials, because they stand in the front, they die first.
但是因为他们走在最前线，整个士气被激励起来。
But because they pull themselves to up front, they encourage the whole army.
所以我们的弟兄就说，他说我想想，我看看我们中国历代的历史，这些古装片。那些将军元帅就是站在山头上冲啊，自己不冲。
I've seen many generals and leaders in the Chinese ancient history, TV drama. They ask, command the army to go forward, but they stand on the top of the hill.
今天在神家当领袖不是一件容易的事情。
To be leaders of this God's household is not an easy matter.
第一件事情就是榜样领导。
The first thing is you need to be a role model.
我们要比众人更谦卑。
You need to be more humble than everyone.
更敬畏神，更依靠神。
And you need to fear God more, and you need to rely on God more.
在所有的代价，在所有的这个属灵的事情上，我们走在百姓的前面。
And in every godly matter, we need to be pull ourselves to up front.
而且我在说，约西亚不是只让自己属灵。
King Joshua is not only made himself godly.
他是以全民为念。
And he considered his whole nation.
知道这是 God's kingdom， 一定要整个国家一起起来。
So he knows his this is God's kingdom. He want everyone stand up for God.
全面性的废除偶像，拆掉柱像，打碎偶像。因为什么？我说不光南国，连北国，连王国了，他都去毁灭。
And even not only his kingdom, in another nation, he even go ahead to destroy all the idols.
不容许神家有任何的偶像得罪神的事情留下。
He doesn't want any idol try to be left to offending God.
弟兄姊妹，不要光爱主，要 take action.
Don't only love the Lord.
不要光只有心愿，要采取行动的。
And don't only have a good will, but you need to act it out.
不要光为了自己，要去影响别人。
And don't care about yourself, you need to have influence on the people.
我认识一个弟兄，有一次我跟别人谈起他来。
And I know one brother, once I talk about this brother with others.
他本来在美国 San Diego 做事，后来结束了到中国去，他一面做生意开自己的公司，一面做宣教的工作。
So he used to work in San Diego, then he moved to China. In one hand, he's doing missionary work. In another hand, he's doing his own business.
后来有一次，我跟一个弟兄谈起他来的时候，问候他的情形，他说他很好，一切都很好。
I was send my best regard to another brother. Check how this brother went.
然后他说，两个礼拜以前他在教会做见证的时候，讲到一件。
And 2 weeks, this brother in China gave testimony to his church.
他说他半夜做梦。
And at midnight, he had a dream.
梦到在给自己写墓碑，写墓志铭。
he dreamed like he's crafting his own graveyard and on the name and what he want to left.
有没有人已经写好的？
Did someone already craft your own grave on the plaque?
其实早一点写，你可能会更爱主。
Maybe you write it early, you will love the Lord more.
你会希望别人怎么看，神怎么看你的这一生。
And you will see, reflect how God sees you as your whole life, how people see you as your whole life.
所以他梦到他自己要写给自己写墓碑，写墓志铭。
So he dreamed, like he need to craft the plaque for his graveyard.
所以他想了很久以后想出了一句话。
Then he think about for a long time. He think about one statement.
他说在这里躺着一位全心全意爱主的人。
He say, there's someone lying on there who loved God with all his mind, all his heart, all his soul.
他写完的时候还正觉得很得意哈，写得很好。
And after he wrote that, he felt very satisfied, very happy about it.
没想到主责备他。
But God rebukes him.
就帮他加了两个字。
And add two more words onto it.
他说这里躺着一位有心要全心全意爱主的人。
That here lies someone who has a will to love the God with all his mind, all his soul, all his heart.
他马上就蒙光照，他知道我在神的眼中不过仅止于心愿而已。
And he immediately get this reflection, say, I only have this ambition and wish.
我在神的眼中根本不是一个真正行道的人。
And but in God's eye, I am not a Christian in action.
所以他受到很大的提醒，他跟主认罪，他说：“主，我要好好真实的来爱你。”
And so he repent in front of God. He say, "Lord, I want to love you truly."
这种梦多属灵啊。
And this dream is quite spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们。光有心愿是不够的。今天神儿女们身上一个最大最大的挑战，还不在于有心愿。
And the biggest challenge of us is not you only have your good will.
神儿女们最大最大的需要，也还不在于听到一篇好道。
And your need is not you need to receive a good sermon.
神儿女们里面其实最大的需要，其实是我们真正起来。背起十字架起来跟随我们的主。
The greatest need you need is carry your own cross, follow Jesus.
能够真正的把自己放下来，好好认真走主的道路。
Put down yourself completely and walk on the path of Jesus Christ.
虽然我们的影响力，我们可以影响的范围不像约西亚可以影响全国。
Even our influence is not that big. It's not like King Joshua can.Influence the whole nation.
但是至少在我们可以影响的范围内，我们就希望主帮助我们，让我们能够把神的祝福、神的恩典、救恩带给周围的人。
And so, in your range of your sort of you can impact on people, you bring God's way, grace, God's salvation to those people.
有一次，有一个年轻人到海边，一大清早起来 jogging, 起来跑步的时候。
There's one young person in the morning and try to do jogging. Along the beach.
那天晚上海上不晓得发生了什么事情哈，他那天去跑步的时候，发现海滩上上百上千的那种 sea star 海星被冲到海岸上面。
And he didn't know the previous night what happened to the sea. There are lots of a multitude of the dead sea star lying on the beach.
海岸上全都是。
And the whole beach along the coast is all like that.
然后他跑步的时候就看到一个老人家在这前面散步，捡起一个海星就往海里丢，捡起一个就往海里丢。
There's a senior person took a walk along the beach, and he see him try to pick up all the dead sea star and try to throw back to the sea.
这个年轻人就心里笑了一下，然后他就停下来问这个老人家。
So he felt strange and funny, and he stopped and asked this senior man.
他说：“你看看这么多，你怎么可能丢得完
？”And there's so many multitude of land. How can you throw everyone back？
老人家笑着看着他。
So this old man laughed and looked at him.
他说：“年轻人，我不可能丢完。
”And young man, I cannot throw every star, sea star back to the sea.
但是他拿着手上的这一个，对年轻人说 ：“But to this one。”
But to this one, I hold.
我把它丢回去, make a big difference to it.
But if I throw it back, it makes difference.
它每一个丢回去的都 make a big difference.
So every sea star I throw back, I make it different.
都会给它带来极大的改变。
And that is a big transformation of the sea star.
神在我们周围放了这么多有需要的人，人人都需要耶稣。
So God has put multitude of people around you. Everyone needs salvation, needs Jesus Christ.
你不要说我不可能做那么多事情。
And you don't say to God, say, I can't do it. There's so many of them in need.
就从我们旁边的人开始。
Start from the next person to you.
你知道全世界有75亿人。
And in the whole world, there's 7.5 billion people.
基督徒说大概有20亿人。
And there's about 2 billion Christians.
如果每一个基督徒,
if every Christian
立了心智,
and make a will, you will save one person.
然后在我余生里面帮助这个人能够起来也去传福音,
and also help this person can stand out, he's also able to save another person.
所以在你这一生, 你立了心智救两个人,
and maybe you make a will to save two people.
你救了他以后,
once you save this person,
带着他跟你一起各再救一个,
and then you lead this person to save another one.
所以20亿变40亿, 40亿就变80亿, 全世界都信耶稣了。
So 2 billion will become 4 billion, 4 billion will become 8 billion, and the whole world will believe in God.
主耶稣说福音要传遍天下，人子才会来。
So Jesus said, when the gospel spread to all around the world, then Jesus will come back.
但是有一次我看到一个统计的资料，我就难过的不得了。他说，所有的基督徒有 92%还是93% 一辈子没有跟人家传过福音。
And I read a statistic. I felt extremely sad. They were around 93% or 92% of Christians in their whole life. They never preached the gospel.
那个最需要的可能就是你的儿子、你的女儿。
The person who in desperately need is your children.
那个最需要的可能就是你公司的同事。
And maybe they're your colleague.
弟兄姊妹, 只要我们有心, 神决定祝福, 我们可以影响这个世界的。
If you make your will, you want to do it, God will bless you. You can do it.
我一个月以前在教会讲了一个故事。
And 1 month ago, I tell my church a story.
这是一个真实的故事，你回到 Google上去找，你都可以看到更完整的故事。It's
a true story. You can Google it and to see the more complete of this story.
这个在美国这个 Philadelphia那里。
In United States, in Philadelphia.
1877年的时候，有一个小女孩，不是那个1877年到1883年，但是这个小孩只活了不到八岁。
1874,
and this young girl maybe only lived for 8 years.
They have a very strong church. Whenever the worship is pack of a congregation.
儿童主日学教室不够，所以很多小朋友都要排队。
So the Sunday school is fully crowded. Children need to wait outside, trying to squeeze in to get a position.
这个小女孩家里面非常的穷。
And this young girl, her family was very poor. And they hardly come to church.
要常常去那里排队。
Because if they come to church, they need to wait in line. Not necessarily she can get in.
有一天那个牧师看到她站在那边蛮可怜的，牵着她的手进去了。
And one day a pastor had sympathy on her. So her was waiting on the line and took her in.
哇，她有机会上儿童主日学那天，你知道她多高兴。
And that day is her happiest day because she got the opportunity to go to Sunday school.
你看我们现代的教会，教室都这么一流的，孩子不肯来。
And now look at your church, and the classroom is big, but children don't want to come.
哦，她参加那个聚会，高兴得不得了。So
she joined this worship. She was very happy.
很可惜的，不久以后。 他的爸爸妈妈来见这个牧师，给了他一个小小的包包。And
not after long, and her parents came to see the pastor and give her a little bag.
告诉牧师说这个小女孩已经生病去世了。And
give the pastor a little bag and tell the pastor say, our daughter has passed away.
牧师打开来。
And the pastor opened the bag.
看到里面有一张小小的纸条。
There's a little note in this bag.
告诉牧师说。
And he told the pastor.
他说这是我全力节省下来的57 cents.
And this is the only 57 cents I have saved.
他说他没有讲五十，他这是我全力节省的钱。
She didn't mention the figure, but say this is the money I try my best to save.
用来扩建教会的，我希望有更多的人可以听见福音，更多的孩子可以参加主日学。
I want to give to you so the church can get extended and more children can come to Sunday school.
然后牧师算了一算，57 cents.
And the pastor counted is only 57 cents.
所以后来他在教会里面把这个故事讲出来。
So later on, the pastor used this story to preach to the whole church.
很多弟兄姊妹都非常的感动。
And many people get really touched.
后来有一个当地的房地产经纪商听到这个故事非常感动，他捐献了一大块地出来卖57 cents.
And this real estate agent, he's a rich man. He heard about story and he was truly touched. So he donated a big piece of land, only sell for 57 cents.
后来奉献陆陆续续进来，不仅仅盖了一个大学，也盖了一个医院 ，Good Samaritan Hospital.
And it's not only building a church. They built a good hospital, a good university, and that hospital is called Good Samaritan Hospital.
一个穷穷小小的孩子
，a poor kid.
一点点小小的钱，57 cents.
Little donation, 57 cents.
但是后来影响了多少的人
？And how this offering has impact on so many people?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在这个世界里面产生基督徒该有的 impact 跟 influence.
And you must be working, acting out Christians, so you can have influence, impact on this world.
所以约西亚不仅仅是一个专心讨神喜悦的人。
So King Joshua is not only a king trying to please God.
他是一个活得非常有意义、有价值的人，因为他带下的影响力。
And his life is meaningful because he has great impact, influence on people.
他成为一个扭转局面的器皿。
And he is an instrument trying to turn around the age, the situation of the darkness.
我们每一个人都应该在主面前立了心志，说主啊，让我成为一个扭转局面的器皿。
And you need to make your will, say, Lord, let me be the instrument. I can turn things around. I can make this world better.
神不见得叫我们去扭转整个国家。
Maybe God is not asking you to turn around the whole nation.
我们也不见得像某些人可以影响这么多的人。
And we're not like someone else can impact on, you know, influence so many people.
但是我们要立志在每一天的生活、每一个人际的关系上、跟每一个跟人相处的机会上，让我成为一个有影响力的人。
So you need to make a will, say, in every day, your daily life, you can have an impact, influence on.The person next to you, around you.
多少时候我们参加聚会，原来死气沉沉的，突然有一个人在祷告，整个聚会活起来，有没有过这样的经验？
Do you have experience? Sometimes we join worship, and this worship is very dumb and very quiet, but suddenly one person's prayer lifts everything up.
小组聚会死气沉沉的，突然有一个人的见证，全部人都活起来了。
And a cell group meeting, maybe the worship is very normal, very calm, and nothing happens.But one person's testimony lifts everyone up.
可能先生或太太或孩子今天在学校、在公司里面受了很大的委屈，心情坏透了，回到家碰到你，整个人起来了。
And maybe this family, the parents has get trouble in their work and lots of trouble. The children got trouble for the school. But when they go home, they share one God's word, and everyone is lifted up.
苏尔有一个大文豪，有一天走在马路上，乞丐跟他要钱。
And there's a great author, a very celebrity author, walk on the street, and a beggar was asking him for money.
他停下来，掏遍了口袋，掏不出钱来，他身上正好没带钱。
He searched all his body, his pocket, there's no money.
他满脸亏欠的对那个乞丐说，他说 ，Brother, 对不起，我身上没带钱。
And he said to this beggar, I'm sorry, brother, I did not carry any cash with me.
那个乞丐眼泪都下来了，他说，你居然叫我 brother, 他说 that's more than enough. enough.
And that beggar cried, say, you are calling me brother, that's enough, more than money.
从来没有人这样子注意他, 关心他, 你不管给不给钱, 当你真正尊重他的时候,
so maybe you're not offering your money and anything, but you respect that person, that give very great encouragement to that person. So to turn things around is not only on the big matter. It's your daily life, small matter.
所以林后2章14节, 感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜, 并且在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
And so in 2 Corinthians, we not only can get victory through the law, and we will burn as a fragrance in front of God as a living sacrifice.
在基中牧师跟我们说，当他陪他爸爸走他人生中最后的七天的时候。
So Pastor Dai told me, shared with me, when he worked in the journey in the last 7 days before his father was about to pass away.
他那时想说，我如果用一句话来形容我父亲的一生，我会用哪一句话？
And he was thinking, if I use one statement and sentence to describe my father's whole life, what will I use?
他突然想到他的父亲戴绍珍牧师做了太多的事。
And immediately he thought, his father has done too many in his life.
不光是戴德森的后代，他们做宣教的工作，华神也都是靠他们，他做了很多很多神国的事情。
And he has done lots of things, it's not the missionary work, and even some Bible college, they contribute a lot. And later on, there's one statement, one sentence come out. My father lives.
To make a difference.
It makes difference when he lives. And he brings change and impact on people.
很多宣教工作在艰难中他去了改变了。And
many missionary work, they are facing their own difficulties. When senior pastor died, he went, he transformed.
有一个人死硬的不肯信耶稣，他跟他讲讲话，他信了。And
there's someone so stubborn, not willing to believe in God, and he managed to talk to him, and he turned this man's life around.
神家一些纷争解决不了，他去，大家合一了。
And there are some God's household went to conflict and cannot resolve. And he went, he tried to bring harmony to the church.
Yes, my father lives to make a difference.
So he told himself, my father lives to make the difference.
弟兄姊妹，我真的希望施恩堂在这个地方要 make a difference.
So I sincerely hope your church in here in Melbourne, you will make the difference.
你们实在有太好的场地。
You have a wonderful church.
我几个礼拜前跟弟兄姊妹讲说，你只要看到还有空位，心里面应该要痛，要流眼泪的。
And if you still see the empty seats, you need to feel painful in your heart. You need to cry bitterly.
我们不要白占地主。
Don't stand on the land and waste God's blessing. And don't make God's blessing waste.
你要想到 outside here 有多少流泪的家庭、破裂的家庭、失望的人生，有多少人想自杀、活不下去了。
And you need to say outside of the church, there's so many families they living in their depression and they want to commit suicide. They have absolutely no hope.
有多少神家的浪子离开教会的、不聚会的，在外面吃猪想吃的东西。
And there are so many. Those sons from God's church, they stay outside to eat the food what the pigs want to eat.
把他们带回神家来,
bring them back to church.
弟兄姊妹，人人都需要耶稣。
So everyone needs the Lord.
约西亚这么年轻, 在这么艰难的环境, 在这么大的试探底下, 他出淤泥而不染。
And King Joshua, such young age, and under such difficult circumstance, he stand up together for his God. He become a light in the darkness.
以赛亚书六十章说，看哪，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
And Isaiah say, look, the darkness is covering all the land.
神说你要兴起发光。
And but you need to stand out to shine.
因为我们的光已经临到，耶和华光照，照耀了我们。
Because God is a shining upon us.
那我们的责任起来，为着神来发光。
And we need to stand up to shine for God.
弟兄姊妹，不光点燃自己去照亮别人。
It's not only you burn yourself to shine on others.
我们要为主去点燃这个世界。
You need to help to shine to the world.
我既然燃烧，一辈子就这么一段。
You only can burn one life.
我不要光只是自己燃烧。
Not only yourself.
我要去点燃别人。
You need to burn other people too.
让别人也去，也可以起来燃烧。
Make sure they can shine too.
他也可以去点燃别人。
And they can burn other people and bring the fire on.
只活了短短39年。
So Joshua only lived very shortly, 39 years.
他是一个活得令人怀念的人。
He is someone who lived and people remember him.
他死的时候全国哀哭。
So when he passed away, the whole nation cried.
耶利米
bitterly
为他写哀歌。
Jeremiah wrote the special songs for him.
你去过独历代志，他说直到今日，百姓们都在唱这个哀歌。
And until today, the Jewish people still sing this song.
写这句话的是以斯拉，已经隔了约西亚死掉，隔了至少150年。
And these words was written after Joshua died for 150 years.
隔了150年，人还在怀念他。
And even after 150 years, people are still remembering him.
弟兄姊妹，这个人活得令人怀念。
So this person, he's lived true, meaningful, and made people remember.
林肯总统讲，文章的价值不在于长短，而在于内容。
And President Lincoln say, a good article, good essay, is not depend on the lens, is the content.
我相信今天在座超过39岁的人很多。
And I know among the congregation there are many of you more than 39 years old.
神为什么留下我们？
Why God made you still live on this earth?
还是给我们机会啊。
And still give you opportunity.
好好为主活。
Live for God.
好好影响这个时代。
And have a great impact on this generation.
好好起来的兴起发光。
And stand up and shine.
真的求神使用施恩堂。
And I pray God will use your church.
主，我们的心感谢你。
Lord, our heart praise you.
虽然天地万物都在改变，但是你昨日、今日直到永远不改变。
Even the world changed rapidly, but from yesterday, today, tomorrow, you will never change.
你爱世人。
You love the world.
你甚至将你的独生爱子赐给了我们。
You send your only son to us.
主啊，不是只是为了让我们个人享受扣留恩典。
And it's not that us to enjoy the gospel and enjoy your blessing by ourselves.
我们能够用你的爱，用基督伟大的生命来影响我们周围的人。
We need to use your love and use God's grace to influence all the people around us.
让个人、家庭、教会都为你兴起发光。
So that the individual, family, church, we can stand up to shine for Jesus.
We can make a difference to this world.
So we can make the difference to this world.
主啊，祝福是恩堂。
And bless our church.
祝福在这里所有的同工们。
And bless all the co-workers in this church.
你不仅仅安慰众人。
You not only comfort all the congregations.
你在这里继续的激励众人。
You also encourage them.
让这个见证复兴的火越烧越旺。
And that this testimony, this fire of the spiritual light can burning bigger and bigger.
让神的话语、基督都在这里被高举。
And let Jesus Christ, the name, live on high.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.